Thanks for tuning in to WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. 3D printing isn't the future, it's now. Just in the last year and a half, four new 3D printing services have opened in the Dayton area. WISO Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds reports on the most recent additions to the 3D printing scene.
The Proto Build Bar on First Street in downtown Dayton is perhaps overly hipster. The employees are wearing gas station attendant shirts and retro eyeglasses, and the music is 90s indie rock. But Proto Build Bar is more than a hip hangout. They also have a dozen 3D printers and rows of workbenches with magnifying glasses and soldering guns. Alex Todd is the bar's general manager.
We are the world's first build bar. We are a small-scale coffee shop and bar housed together with a 3D print and makerspace.
What does that mean? What is a 3D print and makerspace?
It's kind of a cool concept. You can come in and rent time on 3D printers.
And it's not just 3D printers. They have tools to build all sorts of things, from plastic robots and toy cars to tube clocks and guitar effects pedals. Alex Todd is all about those tools.
We also offer a lot of really, really cool electronic soldering kits. You can start with easy pre-built circuit boards, all the way up to full-on Arduino kits, guitar pedals, things like that.
That's the sound of a 3D printer making a miniature birthday cake, complete with candles. And Todd is quick to note that you can make almost anything with this equipment.
If you have an idea in your head, we're equipped to train you. Even if you've never soldered a joint together, you know, we're here to help you. You can come in with nothing and leave with something.
And Proto Build Bar isn't the only new 3D printing business in Dayton. Last month, Doppelganger Laboratories launched in a kiosk at the Dayton Mall. Doppelganger specializes in making duplicates of people, mini-me's or clones. So, I give it a whirl and step inside this enormous 3D scanner. I stand on a platform while two giant mechanical arms circle me taking pictures. Keith Beeson of Doppelganger says people are unaware of how high quality the product can be.
I think the biggest obstacle with Doppelganger Labs is the educational curve to explain to people that this is not the conventional or traditional 3D scanning and printing that they've seen. The specs on this system are similar to the specs they're used in the auto industry, and the actual figurine that you get, it's more than just a toy, it's a keepsake.
They remind me of Hummels, those cute figurines that everyone's grandmother or great aunt had.
Right, but with those, the only difference with that, that was a person's rendition of a person, where this is the person.
Wow.
So it's very high tech.
What does a rig like this cost?
This particular machine is in upwards of $300,000.
So you gotta sell a lot of figurines.
Absolutely. So come on down.
I got my figurine and it's disturbingly accurate. From the folds in my pants to the waves in my hair. So I can totally see brides-to-be getting figurines for their wedding cakes and grandma and grandpa asking for a figurine of their favorite high school grad. But are these businesses here to stay? I asked Kim Woodbury of the Small Business Development Center at Wright State to evaluate these 3D companies.
Well, I do believe that Proto Build Bar is sustainable because it's not just the printers. It's got a lot of diversity there as well. You can eat, you can visit, you can build other electronic goods. They have the benches there, et cetera.
And when it comes to Doppelganger, Woodbury is impressed by the figurines. But what about their overhead, that crazy huge scanner they're working with?
I'd have to see, like, the money they're going to need to make. But once they pay for it, it's gravy. You know.
It may be too early to say if Doppelganger will become a gravy train or if Proto Build Bar will be downtown's newest social hub. But one thing's for sure. Retail 3D printing is here, and there's money to be made. For WISO, this is Jason Reynolds.
Community Voices is WISO's radio production training program. Applications are open now for a class that starts in January. You can apply online at WISO.org.